And now, words and their stories from VOA Learning English. Each week on this program, we explain expressions often used in American English. We give you lots of examples. This way, you can learn how to use the expressions when you speak English. Today, we talk about a very serious thing, the end of the world. In both popular culture and religious works, the end of the world is sometimes called the apocalypse or Armageddon. You do not need me to tell you that the end of the world is a bad thing. It is also not likely to happen during our lifetime. Fingers crossed. As an expression, we use the end of the world to be dramatic, to overstate, or to sell rock and roll songs.
It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it.
Now let's listen to these two people using the term the end of the world.
What is wrong with Theo? Why is he crying so hard?
Sarah broke up with him.
But they were going out together for only a month.
I know.
Listening to him cry like that, you would think it was the end of the world.
Now this expression is not all bad. In fact, we often use it in the negative form. When you want to say that things are not so bad, you can say, it's not the end of the world. In other words, whatever the situation is, it could be much worse. Here is an example.
Our football team was hoping to finish in first place, but it won't be the end of the world if we don't.
If I say that something bad is not the end of the world, I am trying to make myself or someone else feel better about it. And here are more examples.
I will be disappointed if we cancel our trip to Spain this year, but it won't be the end of the world. There is always next year. A rainy wedding day is not the end of the world. People will have fun no matter what the weather does. Losing your job does not have to be the end of the world. You will find another one.
If your English studies are coming along slowly, do not worry. It is not the end of the world. And to help, you can join me again next week for another Words and Their Stories. Until next time, I'm Anna Mateo.